want something more? More meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning, good morning, and great morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So, hey, look, if you listen a little bit further away, we also are partner in Exit Realty New Horizons in Columbia, South Carolina. You got us here, but you got us there, and we are coming to somewhere closer to you as well. So guys, I'm super excited today because y'all know the mission here at this show. Y'all know what we do. Y'all know the guests, the caliber, the conversations, the things that we've been doing here. And you know what our mission is. Our mission is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. And guys, today, I need y'all to get y'all pen. I need y'all to get y'all paper. I need y'all to be prepared to have your mind completely blown. So put one hand on top of your head and hold the pen in the other one and keep it all together because we're about to blow your mind today. I'm super excited to have with us. I'm almost speechless over here because like literally I'm talking about we got to build the platinum road, not yellow bricks. We're going to use platinum because we're going to lay this thing out for you today. We got an amazing guest who deserves none less than the best because she's about to deliver some mind-blowing information for you. And that is none other than Cynthia Sperlin. And she is the founder, started with me, Tax Lien Mastermind. Cynthia, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. And I'm so glad to be here to spread the word about the benefits of tax lien investing for everybody.
Well, I'm super excited. So this is one of them shows that I've been waiting on. When I caught the bite, oh, that's who we need to talk to right there. Because people have questions about us. But if you don't mind, before we get too far into the trenches, if you will, in the weeds, if you could introduce yourself, tell our listeners a little bit about you, who you are, what it is you do, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, my name is Cynthia Sperlin, like you said, and I am from sunny Southern California, and I've been interested in real estate since I was a teenager. My parents were really fortunate to have the opportunity to buy commercial property as a seller finance. So I saw my first creative deal when I was 13, and that just kicked everything off from there. And I said, let's do this again. My dad said, no, I don't like being a landlord. I said, well, when I grow up, I'm going to do this at least 10 times. But my parents believed in education. They were from the South, Texas and Louisiana. So education was the foundation of everything. And I love to read. So they always encouraged me to do well in school. So I graduated from USC. I worked for the government, Department of Defense in contracts. Then I went to law school. I got the highest grade in contract law to 500 students. Love that. But still, the real estate was always in the back of my mind. So I eventually got into creative real estate, doing pre-foreclosure investing. And it was so much fun. I really loved it. And it just opened so many doors. What I love about real estate is relationships. So that's been the kind of the underlying thread through all the success that's been through the relationships. But eventually, when the crash came, I thought there has to be a safer way. I didn't foresee the crash. And my dad, he was born in the Depression time. He's, of course, it's there's seasons to this whole wealth thing. So I said, okay, well, I still want a safe way to invest. I just need to find a safer way to invest. And so that's when I found tax lien investing. And I started asking people, do you know anything about this? And they all said no. And that's why I started Tax Lien Mastermind. And I've been doing it for about 6 years now. And I just love it.
So tax liens, for the layperson who has no idea, what is a tax lien sale or purchase? What is that?
Sure. One of the ways that a county covers the expense of the fire department, police department, the things that they need to run the county and the budget for the staff to run the county in different ways is through the payment of property taxes. So if someone doesn't pay their property taxes, they need to have a way to recover that money. So they started a tax sale. And so there's two types of tax sales, either a tax lien or a tax deed. And the tax lien is a way to encourage investors to or business people to help with this shortfall in the budget by buying the lien that is on the property. So that goes to auction for the starting bid of what's owed. So for example, a property could be worth $100,000, but the taxes owed is $1,000. So it will be starting bid at $1,000. Now, once the tax lien is purchased, then the homeowner has a chance to recover that. And the incentive for the investor to put those funds down, the $1,000 in this case, would be a high rate of return. For example, in Arizona, 16% is a return. You don't get those kind of numbers at the bank or in a mutual fund or CD, right? 16%. On the other hand, like for example, in Texas, they have a tax deed. So in Texas, you actually bid on the property. So the past due amount could be $40,000 on $500,000 house, for example. So it bids up from there, and the closing bid, the winning bid, could be $80,000. So you're able to buy a home for a fraction of what it's worth. The county's not concerned about the value of the market value. So it's a windfall for the investor or the buyer. Someone could just go, instead of buying a home the traditional route, if they have some hiccups that prevent them from buying a home on the retail market, they can buy a home or second home, vacation home, using tax sales.
Cynthia, I'm going to interject a disclaimer for those who are local to South Carolina. Guys, look, we are lien versus deed in this state. So when you have properties that quote unquote sell for taxes, there's a year and a day redemption period. So, you know, you pay the taxes, you have the tax lien, and when that's paid, or if it's paid, then you get your money in interest. But outside of that, if it doesn't at the day mark after the year, that's when the county will issue you what is referred to as a sheriff's deed or a tax sale deed. And then you technically own the property from there, even though you may have to go back and clear up title issues. So I want to make sure I plug in. So this has become your niche. So for a moment about the mastermind, how big is the group and what kind of information do you guys share there?
Well, what I found is really important is that the question I was asking wasn't the best question. Have you heard of tax lien investing? Most people hadn't. So I started discovering that really wasn't the issue. Once it's the principle of buying tax liens or tax deeds is pretty straightforward, but people need support and accountability in a community to continue to have the confidence to invest. And so that's why the Tax Lien Mastermind is so important. Plus, people come from different backgrounds. There's pilots, engineers, nurses, various real estate professionals, mortgage, property managers. So when everyone comes together and they buy tax liens in the community, then you can get someone else's knowledge and viewpoint. Or for example, like you have knowledge of South Carolina. And so there's someone in California might be looking at a tax lien there and they'd say, Corwin, can you tell me about this area? And you could say, sure, I know all about it. And it'd be really helpful to them to have that information. We have members from different parts of the country, Florida. And so that's helpful. So we go on field trips. So before COVID, they weren't online like they are now. And they're not all online now, but it's more than ever before. So we would drive about 90 minutes from Las Vegas to Kingman and buy tax liens. And so that's what's really helpful, the camaraderie-ness, having fun together, being in like community. That's really the big part of what I do with Tax Lien Mastermind.
Wow. That was that first look here where your skull kind of raised up a little bit because your mind is being blown right there, Cynthia. That's the good stuff right there. So you've been investing in tax liens now. You got in, started a mastermind about 6 years ago. So my imagination says that thereafter, shortly thereafter, in that season, if you will, is when you kind of began on this path. Tax liens, you buy in different states, is also what I heard. But give our listeners, like, and I know that this isn't like a one size fits all. So a disclaimer for our listeners, guys, look, your results may be different, but give us, Cynthia, lay out a deal for us that you may have done fairly recently, or one of your better ones, or maybe one of your worst ones.
Yeah, well, I think one of the benefits of being in the group is you can learn from other people's experience. And so that saves you a lot of, accelerates a learning curve for you. So for example, there was a case where if you just went to the class and you say, okay, well, the tax liens are A, B, C, do these things step by step, and you will be in a position safely with due diligence to buy the tax lien. But going into the community side of it, we were looking at over-the-counter liens. And then beyond that, another layer that people don't often talk about is secondary liens. So another investor had a tax lien already, and what didn't want, it was a lien about to become a deed because the redemption period had expired. The homeowner had not paid the past taxes. So the next step was to go into ownership. And so he didn't want to do that part. So he sold the tax lien for $7,500. And the homeowners, they were heirs. Two sons were living in the property. They inherited from their parents, and they didn't want to pay the taxes. Can you imagine? Nothing was wrong with the home at all. They were just derelict. So paid them $2,500 to move out of the property. Now you're invested about $10,000. After the legal process was completed, the ownership changed, and now the tenants are out of there. The past homeowners are out. And now the property is valued at $70,000, and it's rentable immediately. And so $1,000 a month rented the property. And then after 3 years, the property is increased in value to $100,000. And there you go, $10,000 money in the interim, original money returned, and a profit of at least $90,000. That's what's possible with the tax lien. Now take that money and buy more tax liens, right? And it's not out of your pocket. It's not out of your retirement. It's money that you made through the process. So there's three types of liens it's the over-the-counter and secondary, and then the ones at the sale at the time of the auction.
Wow. I'm one of these people, I start to see the numbers, like literally just what you can do, how you can maneuver this around and reposition it and start to diversify and get into other types of properties as well. I just start seeing this. So you have an extensive amount of experience. You've touched other genres, if you will. You've done 1031s and things like that and other fix and flips. But this here allows you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cynthia, but this allows you to really be a remote investor, because
Absolutely. You are, so
you buy properties all over the country, correct?
Right. So you can go, for example, there's a couple websites your listeners might want to look into, realauction.com. And realauction.com is a platform that sells foreclosures properties as well as tax sale properties. And so they'll list them for different counties across the country. Arizona uses that platform to sell, some of the counties to sell through online that way. Colorado does. Florida. Oh my goodness. Florida is on there. So many counties in Florida are there. So quite a few. You could buy a tax lien in the middle of the night. If, say, for example, on Saturday in the evening, everything's quiet, and you say, you know what? I'm going to take a couple hours, do some research, due diligence, and I'm going to buy a tax lien. And it's the end of the month. Yeah, I'm going to make some money, invest some money this way. And the other website I would recommend is Parcel Fair. It's spelled like a parcel of land, P-A-R-C-E-L, fair.com. And they started with just Alabama. It was an investor in tax liens, and Alabama has a very difficult system to maneuver through to actually buy a tax lien. So for himself and his friends, he decided to create something for everyone to have a better experience. And then he started Arkansas, and other Arizona's on there, a number of other states participate in Parcel Fair. And again, 24/7, you can go on and buy tax liens there. Check those out.
That is priceless. So middle of the night, look here, I can't sleep. Hey, lady.
Yeah, it'll get rid of your insomnia.
Yeah.
Please make it productive.
Actually, it might increase it. Because look, now you, wait a minute. Oh, that was a, yeah. So one of the things that really focus on this show is giving people exposure to methods of active investing, passive investing, and just the beginning of getting into home ownership, whatever that may look like, because everybody's journey is different.
Right.
And this really and truly is, to an extent, it's almost passive because you spend the time on the front end to make the acquisition. So you do the research, you whatever, I got this much that I can invest. Boom, bid on the property. If I win the bid, if it's a lien, all I do is wait. I get my money back in interest. It's far better than what I'm getting at the bank.
Yeah.
And that money may come back a whole lot faster, because if it's a lien and somebody pays lien in 30 days or 40 days or 3 months, whatever that may look like, now you've got money back faster with a little bit of return that you can then go back and reinvest again, and you can recycle it possibly a little bit faster. That's a little bit, but it's not as active as of investment. And it's also, to be very transparent, and Cynthia, please correct me if I'm wrong, but to be very transparent, it's a much lower barrier to entry. You ain't got to go qualify for financing.
Yes.
If you got a few $1,000 in the bank, you can get started like today.
Exactly. So that's what I encourage people to do, is to, instead of leaving the money safe in the bank, it's safe in your bank. So say, for example, the property is on Main Street, it's in the bank of you on Main Street. And so another example is that a lot of banks invest in tax liens and tax deeds. So they're taking the money you have on deposit and they're using that to enjoy 16%, 12% interest. So you can be, with the little knowledge, this, do the same thing for yourself and make the, and leave out the middleman. The other idea is that if you do have issues with your income not being what you need it to be, because now inflation and different things are making the dollar go not stretch as far. So savings is not an option for a lot of people. They're just barely keeping up each month with their expenses and cost of living. So if you had a small amount of money, you can invest and over time save money to buy the property of your dreams. So for example, we went on a field trip. One of the members, she's a pharmacist. She had a budget of $1,000. She bought 3 liens. One was redeemed. The other 2 were not. They were both about $300 to $350 liens. They were not redeemed, and they were both worth $15,000. So imagine, it was a 3-year process, because the redemption period in Arizona is 3 years. But 3 years later, the time passed anyway, that $30,000 can be used to buy additional tax liens, or it could be used as a down payment on a house.
Yeah. So you start to diversify, do different things, reinvest or reallocate, whichever way you look at it, or you clean the deeds up.
And hold on to the property.
And hold on to the property, turn it into a
rental. And then over time, you could do a 1031. If you accumulate property and you don't want to be in that place anymore, then you defer the capital gains tax and buy and move all that money into one account, and then use that to buy where you would prefer to invest and maybe be closer to your property.
So it's been a little while. So Cynthia, give us that. The 1031 Stark Exchange, 1031 for our listeners, guys, IRS code 1031 allows you to defer capital gains. So Cynthia, lay that out for us.
Well, it's a significant advantage. And that's why the tax code, like tax liens and tax deeds, the federal tax code 1031, and there's other code sections that allow you to save so much money. But this is one that many people don't know about. And it's so vital, because even my parents almost became at the mercy of 1031. They were thinking of selling a property, and they had this property since, just say, 1980. So it had accumulated a lot of value, over $500,000 in accumulated value, for example. So if they have the federal tax as well as state tax in California, and they would have had to pay about $150,000 of their gain on that property back in taxes. So the nice thing about using the 1031, you can sell your property, but you're not allowed to receive any of the proceeds. You use a qualified intermediary and they receive the funds in your stead. Then you have a certain period of time, about 180 days. It's very strict. Once you miss the date, then you lose the opportunity to take a full advantage of 1031. But if you follow all the procedures and work closely with your realtor, you're able to find a replacement property, and then the qualified intermediary will send the funds over to the escrow for the purchase of that replacement property. And now you can avoid paying $100,000 or more in capital gains taxes. And then if you continue to hold on to the property like my parents did, they passed the property. So it's a great inheritance tool. So they gave us the property, my brother and I. And now the taxes of the capital gains are erased forever. Mm-hmm. And then we start accumulating our own gain in the future. But what that $150,000 that they would have owed up with the sale of the property, it's null and void, and it kept the property intact in its complete equity.
And people miss that. One, everybody, and most real estate professionals have no idea. Like when I'm talking to people selling property and then plan to buy another investment property.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You want to do what? Oh, well, look, if this was investment property, you're going to have a tremendous amount of gains that you're going to be taxed on. So why not just defer that? Let's just move that money over. Basically, we're recycling the same money over and over again. And even if you buy a rental property, the rental income is not considered as a part of that. So you can take the rental money, you buy another property, you can continue to make money, but you defer the taxes on the sale. And capital gains can be stifling at times. As you just mentioned, $150,000 worth of taxes that you guys would defer. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's important. So when you are an investor, I encourage people to join their local REIA, Real Estate Investment Association, so that they can network with other professionals. And many times at those meetings, they'll bring in experts to talk about different subjects that impact investors, like the 1031 experts would come and talk about that.
Awesome. Awesome. So Cynthia, look, we have had like a great time today. So I want to get, and I refer to this as our mic drop question, and it's that 2020 hindsight, if I had this thing to do all over again, what I would have done sooner or what I would not have done, whatever that may be. But if you can look back over the time period, if you'd have known what you know today years ago, what would you have done differently than what you've done now?
I would have started with the tax lien first. I would not even gone into the pre-foreclosure, because when everyone's talking about something, that means that that's not where it's at. That's what I've learned. So no one's talking about the tax lien. They don't want you to know about the tax lien because it's the best kept secret in America. So I would fully invest in very affordable homes in the South. My focus is Georgia, Florida, Alabama. And so just tremendous. I've met so many people, young people in Birmingham, for example, that they retire in about 3 years from doing tax liens. That's how lucrative it is. So I would highly recommend to everyone. The other thing I would say, if you're a grandparent, when your grandchild is born, don't buy them anything but a tax deed or a tax lien. Every Christmas, that birthdays, they need to be buying another one. And letting that property money accumulate. And then when they get old enough, and teach your children and your grandchildren how to do this as well. That would be the best thing. My daughter's 27 and we talk about tax liens and tax deeds all the time. It doesn't interest her at all, naturally, because mom's interested in it. So, but she still has to know, what good does it do to me to leave these things to her? And she has no knowledge of it. So I think that's really crucial to learn whenever you can ways to use a tax code to your advantage, and every opportunity you can to buy discounted property and sell it for a profit and reinvest, buy assets, not other consumer items.
Not liabilities. There you go. So Cynthia, how can people reach you? Where can they get in contact with you? Learn about the mastermind, connect with you. Tell us where they can get you at.
Oh, sure. Well, the best place to find me is on Facebook. I have a group there that's open to the public, Tax Lien Mastermind. And I have another group called Tax Lien Invest Her. And that one's to really encourage women to smash and crush the wage gap through tax lien investing. And then, of course, my website, CynthiaSperlin.com. My first and last name, CynthiaSperlin.com.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Cynthia, thank you. Thank you for being on the show with us today. Thank you for that wealth of information. A couple of times I had to reach up because I felt my head going back. So I had to hold on to get this back in place. I don't want my whole head to blow off over here.
I love that. I love the imagery of that.
So thank you so much for that. Thank you for being, if you will, part of the Exit Strategies Radio Show family.
My pleasure. So thank you for having me today. Welcome. I've enjoyed every minute.
You're welcome. So for our listeners, guys, look, we done gave it to you. Now it's up to you to take the ball and score. We need you to do something with it. You got the rock.
Yeah.
Let's go. So look,
take y'all action. Know how,
take action. So y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. You know, I always put the two of those things together and I say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.